Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today is here. It's time to mix in a little bit of football. We've got preseason games from last night and tonight to talk about, as well as this weekend. Brad Ziegler is in the house. His rankings are out for 2019. How does he feel about some of the players you'll be drafting in this fantasy football season? Find out next as Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, starts now.
I'd like to talk a little bit about sports.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Well hit down the left field.
I am riding Philly until this falls off. They look like they got something magical going there a little bit. Padres are a little banged up. They're 8 games under. They'll have Chris Paddock starting tonight. He's 7-5 with a 3.26. I'm worried that Paddock does not make it to the end of the season. If I am making trades, I am selling Paddock immediately unless it's a keeper league. Vince Velasquez, he's 4-7 with a 4.30 earned run average. Harper last night, his 25th home run. And RBI's number 85, 84, 85, 86, and 87. So all in all, Harper's going to end up hitting 30 and driving in 100. It's kind of what you thought he may be.
Miguel Rojas is making his 2019 fantasy football rankings. And secret, obviously. We're not going to let everybody else on the Marlins know because we don't want them to get your picks. So is there a favorite of yours right now that you're like, wow, I hope I get this guy on draft?
Yeah, for sure. I was talking about this with Dustin because, like I said, I got a little bit more of sense of what I'm doing now with players because I've been watching the league for the last couple of years. And a couple of the guys that you see on the top of the league, they got to the league a couple of years ago, like Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, and guys like David Johnson, who got a really good year a couple of years ago.
All right, this is hour number two of Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish in the house with you for the next hour until full-time fantasy takes over the airwaves at 2 o'clock. As always, Sean is producing the show, and you can catch his show today on Fantasy Sports Network at 4 o'clock Eastern. But for this hour of the show, as we always do, is we get to spend a little time with former big league pitcher and now moving into the fantasy football experts ranks is, of course, Brad Ziegler, who joins me here on this Friday. Brad, happy Friday to you, and thanks for being on the show as always.
Thanks. My pleasure. It's a lot of fun. I'm excited, and it's been a good week, so I'm anxious to chat about it because it's going to be a fun weekend of preseason football for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm trying to, you know, get back and forth with the baseball and football for sure. What do you think about my Miguel Rojas fantasy football podcast expert deal there? You know, I mean, you played with Miguel Rojas in Miami, and I got a lot of flack for that. Some guys on the Marlins and even guys who left the Marlins are texting me, are you serious? Did you do a podcast, an experts podcast with Miguel Rojas? But I thought that was kind of the point and made it funny, you know?
Yeah, and I will say this, for all the Latin players I played with in my career, he probably knows more about fantasy football and American football than every single one of them. And most of them, when you say football, they think soccer. And that's, you know, they're all about Messi and you know, everybody else. And so he actually pays a lot of attention to it, and he's not just a financial backer for his fantasy team. He's very much involved.
Yeah, he said 2 years ago he had no financial backing. He had Prado do it, and Prado didn't want to. He made him do it. Anyway, story for a different day for sure. We know that he didn't win last year, but I thought it was fun having him on the podcast. On my Swings and Misses podcast, we played some of it back on this show. Okay, well, we have you here, Brad, and so we may as well take advantage of your time. Let's talk about last night, the NFL preseason recap. I think overall, week two, if it's trending in this direction, Brad, looks like we're set up for a little disappointment. And we've seen this over the last few years, is that teams are now trending toward not even using any of their guys, even in week two of the NFL preseason. You know, the one highlight that everyone is seeing this morning is, of course, Lamar Jackson running and scoring a touchdown for sure. But it was a little bit disappointing for me to not see a lot of the players playing. And I think that if we're going to start somewhere, I think we probably should start with the Arizona Cardinals, because they were looking pretty shaky there out there on the field for about 30, 40 minutes. What is your takeaway from that? Is that something to be worried about?
I'm not that concerned. To me, I'm looking at this. They've got a rookie quarterback, a new offense. They're going to take some lumps for sure. This is not a good team, or not coming off of a good season last year. Their offensive line is still bad. They didn't really address it at all. Their defense is horrible. They're dealing with Patrick Peterson suspended for 6 games. Robert Alford just got hurt. He's out a couple months with a leg injury. So their defense is not going to be good, but in a way that might be really good for their fantasy perspective, because their offense is going to be playing from behind. That's when you can rack up a lot of garbage points. It can be something that can be, pretty good. Again, I think it's going to take a while for them to get acclimated. They may not be the team that I want to go after week one or two, but I think they're going to settle in and still be a pretty good offense at some point.
Yeah, it may be interesting to stream defenses, at least initially, against them too. Indeed, if that's the case, throwing from behind. I mean, Murray could end up being a great quarterback and an elite quarterback in the NFL, but he did not look the part last night for sure. Other things that happened last night that I kind of caught my eye, and you certainly would love your opinion on this too. I know how much close attention you pay to this. Jaguars look like they set out everybody, at least from what I see here. Philly loses another quarterback, Brad. This is interesting because, you know, they've had that great cushion when Wentz has been hurt to bring in Foles 2 years in a row. Is Wentz an injury-prone quarterback? I mean, is that a fair moniker to put on him, or is this just bad luck, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not overly concerned about Wentz right now. They, from all reports, he's healthy. So I understand their backup quarterback is something they just had solidified the last few years with Nick Foles there. And now there's questions like who's going to be that primary backup. And when Sudfeld gets back, they expect him back, I think week three or so with the broken wrist. They'll be fine. Kessler has a concussion and you don't want to minimize the potential effects of the concussion, but I think he would be fine for the season. It's just a matter of finding someone else right now to play the preseason games when Wentz comes out of them. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's more, just a depth thing. And early in the season, it's something that you kind of hope you don't have to even deal with, that Carson Wentz will be fine. And they just don't have the Nick Foles security blanket like they've had the last couple of years. So it's, it just makes everybody a little uneasy.
Yeah, and not every team has a very good backup quarterback. In fact, I'd make the case you probably can't find 5 really good backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Sam Darnold, 5 for 7 passing last night, Brad. That has to make Jets fans excited. He's looked pretty good in camp. He looked good at the end of last year. I've maintained he's kind of like a QB2 for me. If I don't get a really good quarterback to start, I may draft 2 quarterbacks quickly in a snake draft and end up getting him. We got about 30 seconds to the break. Give me your best on Darnold.
Yeah, I love the no huddle fast tempo offense that they're running so far. It seems to have been really effective when they have their starters in the game. Like you said, he's a QB2 for me right now, and he's gonna have to prove it to me before I'm gonna even think about starting him in a bye week. But if he goes out and plays really well for the first few games of the season, then you got to start considering it for sure, especially in DFS.
We're going to take a quick timeout here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be back with more Brad Ziegler. His rankings are out. We'll go through them. We'll talk it through next here on Fantasy Sports Today. Don't go away.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. We got Brad Ziegler here on this Friday. Of course, Brad now working over at The Athletic as well, and his rankings are now up. And this is, Brad, the first time that I believe that you've posted these publicly. Last time this year you were pitching for the Diamondbacks. You don't have time to do rankings when you're pitching. And so now here you are on the couch. How did you put your rankings together before we get into the specifics of this?
Yeah, so Fantasy Pros added me to their experts of consensus rankings. So, fortunately, the way they do it, it starts with their consensus rankings, and then you start moving guys. And I think that's potentially why you see a lot of guys who really don't deviate from it much. And I wanted to take some chances. I wanted to make some big moves, take some risks a little bit to kind of separate myself a little bit in case, you know, what if I happen to be right and I just didn't go with my gut enough the first time. So I just went with my gut and you know, there's definitely going to be some adjustments between now and the start of the season. But for where we're at right now, I feel pretty good about where they're at, and they're very much in line with kind of how I feel about guys.
Okay, well, we can find them over at Fantasy Pros, of course, and Brad posted them on his Twitter handle, at Craig Mish, or is where I'll retweet them. But Brad Ziegler has his at Brad Ziegler. I don't even know what I'm saying here. Okay, so let's get to them specifically in terms of quarterback. Kyler Murray is the one that I would ask you about here. You have Mahomes first, Watson second, Ryan third, Murray fourth. Now, I think that this is kind of unfair for me to even ask you, to be honest, because, I mean, it's like playing the, what did I say, the Friday morning quarterback by saying, after what you saw last night, would you move him down? But you liked him really as the fourth best quarterback in fantasy. That's ahead of guys like Aaron Rodgers and Jared Goff and Drew Brees. How'd you have him so high?
Yeah, so to me, he presents a Lamar Jackson-type rushing floor with a better passing skill set. Also with the flow of the offense. I mean, Lamar Jackson's in a running offense, and I like Lamar Jackson a lot. I've got him at number 11. I think he's made some strides, you know, as a thrower, but he's an elite runner. When I watch Kyler Murray, that's what I see too, except I just feel like he's a better thrower. And not that there's not going to be some lumps, like we talked about in the first segment. But I think that there is just so much potential there for him to have. He's got the high floor of the rushing. And, you know, people talk about how bad their offensive line is and is that going to make him struggle. I actually see that as an opportunity for him to have more rushing yards. And he's going to be scrambling, you know, for his football life. And at that point, well, you know, why can't he just tack on more rushing yards? Because he may be running the ball more unintentionally than, you know, Lamar Jackson with the intentional runs.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And again, you illustrated there in the first segment too, teams come from behind. They have to score points. And I think that he certainly will fall into that category, no doubt about that. In terms of other things real quick before we move off quarterbacks, were there any players that you have here that you think are going to end up being moved by the time the camps end and the time the preseason ends? Or do you feel comfortable with where this is right now? Any changes that you would make or you need to see some more?
The biggest one is going to be Andrew Luck and whether or not he's healthy, you know, going into the season. Right now, I put him at 22 because I have him potentially missing, you know, 3-4 games. And if he does, you know, we're not projecting them where we would draft them. We're projecting them how we think they will finish at the end of the year. And, you know, obviously Luck's going to go before that in most leagues. But if he does miss 4 or 5 games, it's going to be hard for him to overcome that and finish any higher than that in a total points perspective. So, if a report comes out before the season that he is going to be playing week 1, I mean, you got to move him back up into the top 3 or 4 at least. Like, as you know, I had him as my number 4 quarterback to start, and I would put him right back there again if I find out he's going to be playing week 1. And so that's, he to me is the biggest question mark. Everybody else, you know, I feel like they can basically only move down because of injury risk, because I'm pretty confident in where I have them, you know, from a floor to ceiling perspective.
Yeah, and look, Luck is affecting everything. It's affecting odds for the Super Bowl. It's affecting team odds, division, over-unders. I mean, basically, he's you know, one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL, and if he's healthy, he's top 5 guy, top 10 guy, and if not, Colts are a nothing, that's for sure. All right, let's move on from quarterbacks. Let's move to your rankings in terms of running back. You have 2 Bears in the top 27. So that's kind of borderline, Brad, you know, RB2s for both. Does that mean you can start 2 Bears quarterbacks this season? How do you see that sorting itself out?
Running backs, no, I wouldn't want to, and I'm honestly not. I have no problem starting David Montgomery in a, you know, as an RB2 or flex play, kind of where he's being drafted. Tariq Cohen is the type of player that I don't want on my fantasy team. And it's not that I don't think he's a good football player, but he's going to have, and you'll hear me talk about this a lot. This is something I've researched quite a bit, and guys that I try to avoid are the guys that have really big boom weeks and they'll go off and score 20, 30 points in a week. And then the next 3 weeks, they're like a 3 to 5 point guy. And that's Tariq Cohen for me. That's Amari Cooper for me. That's, you know, they're, you know, Derrick Henry was the poster child for that last year. So those are guys I want to have guys in my lineup that I feel pretty confident in on a week to week basis, as opposed to the guys that are, you know, big booms and then, you know, fall off a cliff. And that to me is Tariq Cohen from a running back perspective. You know, he's a good bye week replacement, because when you're replacing a bye week, you want to just kind of, you know, take a flyer on a guy and see, like, hey, you know, hopefully the game script is such that they're going to be passing a lot and that's his role. And he might get 6 or 8 receptions and 70 yards and maybe add a touchdown or two in there. And all of a sudden, you know, be playing like an RB1 for that 1 week that you need him.
Yeah, those guys are dangerous. They can also help you win a league, but it's hard to predict when they're going to break out, and so you don't get that consistency. A number of running backs are like that going into the season. Okay, so in terms, and we could spend more time on running backs certainly, but just kind of glossing it over here, moving it a wide receiver a little bit. Look, you're transparent with being a Chiefs fan. I think that a lot of your Chiefs are going to be ranked higher than a lot of other people. So let's talk about Tyreek Hill a little bit. You've talked about him a little bit on social media also. And again, it doesn't appear to be any suspension risk at this point. But naturally, you can imagine with everything that came out with him, and people are going to be a little bit scary to take him with the 3rd pick overall in terms of wide receivers here. Okay, so you have him ranked 3. Any risk, do you think, going into the season with him, or does he have the season that he had last year?
So first thing to understand is these are half-point PPR rankings. In a PPR, I would not have him number 3. But he's a big-play guy, a lot of touchdowns, long touchdowns. He gets, even like the return touchdown possibility as a punt returner. But in a half-point PPR format, he was the number 1 receiver last year. So I feel like by putting him at 3, it's almost kind of building a little regression into it. At the same time, I think the offense, there's potential for this offense to be even better next, you know, this season than it was last year. And I know that's kind of crazy when Mahomes had the season he did, but everybody you talk to out of Chiefs camp feels like he is better to start the season this year than he was last year. And you can see it every single day at camp. His decision-making is better. He's taking chances in camp to see what kind of throws he can make so that he knows during the season, this is a throw I can make or this is a throw I can't. But one thing you saw a lot of last year during the season was him taking some chances down the field, and he's doing a lot better job of checking down this year. And that allows him to create a little more volume while, you know, not having to throw the ball away as much, where he's just constantly looking downfield and then ended up chucking it out of bounds. Well, now right. He's actually taking a lot more into consideration these underneath receivers and the running backs. And when that happens, that just adds that much more volume and easier completions to his statistics.
All right. So look, that I think is an easy choice when you're looking at Tyreek Hill as a wide receiver one. But there are a couple of teams that I would say in the NFL that you have players ranked that I would wonder how you feel about them. For example, the Buffalo Bills, the Washington Redskins. Who will their wide receiver ones be? Who will their wide receiver twos be? And they're not the only team. So we'll dive into that a little bit deeper with Brad's rankings. You can follow him on Twitter at Brad Ziegler. And he posted his rankings there yesterday, so make sure that you check those out as we talk to him here on the show. We'll do that next. We'll also jump in on some tight ends and some news and notes around the league. Also some players that Brad is looking forward to seeing this weekend in the preseason. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Nish, along with former big league pitcher Brad Ziegler. We'll be back with plenty more right after the break. Don't go away.
Put money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup! The best friends forever.
I know people don't want to hear it. The Mike Evans truthers. I'm a Mike Evans truther.
I don't think you are.
I drafted Mike Evans his first year when he was a rookie, and I drafted him every year after that. I love the player.
Did you draft him this year?
I would gladly take Mike Evans in the second round as well.
Might as well take Chris Godwin ahead of him.
I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that when I could get Chris Godwin at least a round later, maybe 2 rounds later?
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show. We got Brad Ziegler in the house. His rankings are out. He's ready to dip his toe into the rankings universe in fantasy, and so we want to get his thoughts on all of that. And Brad will be with us again next Friday as we inch closer to the draft season and fantasy football season, which is still kind of here, but I know a lot of you who do your redraft league season longs, you're getting started next weekend, weekend after that. You can also put your money where your mouth is by taking a shot, opening up a sports wagering account at FanDuel. It's New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, college and pro sports, you are in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid to open up your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. Also call 1-800-GAMBLER if you feel like you may have a gambling problem. All right, getting back to the wide receiver rankings, at Brad Ziegler on Twitter. You can catch him also over at Fantasy Pros. Two teams in fantasy this year, Brad, where the wide receiver picture is very murky. And not by murky meaning there's great options, meaning are there any options at all? Buffalo Bills, Washington Redskins. How do you see those playing out? I know you have a couple of Bills kind of back-to-back there in Foster and Brown. Look, Josh Allen's going to need his weapons, and he's in his second year. I know he does a lot with his legs, but he's got a good arm too, and I know Washington is just a train wreck at the moment. So if you wouldn't mind touching on those two teams and their wide receivers.
Yeah, the one thing to me about Josh Allen that I really liked last year was his ability to throw the deep ball. Obviously, everybody knew he had a strong arm, but he was able to be pretty accurate on the deep balls. It's the underthrows, the accuracy that you know was a little unsettling. So with that being the case, these deep ball guys, Robert Foster and John Brown, they bring in John Brown to basically be the same guy as Robert Foster. And so I'm not sure how that's going to shake out. It's, you know, I like the connection that Allen showed with Foster last year, and I think that probably gives him a little bit of a head start. You know, a lot of people would say Brown's contract gives him a little bit of a head start. But these are guys, neither one of them are guys, and we talked about this with Tariq Cohen and the running backs. They're not guys that I want in my lineup on a weekly basis because they're just so inconsistent. I mean, look at Foster's starting week 10 when he went off, three catches, 105 yards, two catches, 94 yards, then one catch, 27 yards, and then back to 104, 108, and then back to 52 and 21 for the yardage. And it's just not... That's not a guy I want to put in my lineup every single week. Although, like you said, if he goes off on the week you put him in, he might win you a game and win you a week. And so there's definitely upside there. Just want to see a little more consistency. And I'm not sure you're going to get that with Josh Allen as a quarterback.
All right. In terms of Washington, we don't really know who their quarterback will be for the majority of the season. We think Haskins eventually will take over. Any faith in Josh Doctson as like a three, as like a wide receiver three? Anyone there that you like?
I'm completely out on Paul Richardson and Josh Doctson. I think they've seen their chances, even with a decent quarterback. When Kirk Cousins was there, you know, Doctson wasn't effective. And you know, at last year with Alex Smith starting the year, and I know there was some turmoil after he got hurt, but I feel like those guys have kind of had their chance and the team is ready to move on and try some of these young guys out. So from a PPR security blanket type player, Trey Quinn is a guy I like. I think he's going to start in the slot for Washington, especially when you have the young quarterback coming in, Dwayne Haskins coming in at some point this year. I think he's going to be the starter. And a lot of times those slot guys, those underneath receivers, become a pretty good security blanket because a lot of young quarterbacks don't throw the ball downfield very much. And so that's a guy I could see getting peppered. You know, he's talented. He started his career at LSU in college and then ended up transferring to SMU, Southern Methodist, and had to sit out a year for that transfer. But then his 1 year at SMU had 114 catches, over 1,200 yards and 13 touchdowns in 13 games, like just completely dominant when he got his chance. And so that's a guy that I feel like could just be peppered. You know, from a best ball standpoint or a DFS standpoint, a guy that to really keep an eye on long-term is Terry McLaurin. I really like him. He's a 95th percentile SparkX athlete, according to playerprofiler.com. He's a third-round pick out of Ohio State, so he's going to have that connection with Dwayne Haskins already. And I think there's just going to be – he's going to kind of be the favorite receiver in Washington once Haskins takes over.
Good name there to keep an eye on, and certainly we'll see, because Washington at this point, their win total is projected to be around 6. Not very good. Their offense projected to be 28th, 29th, or 30th in the NFL. Okay, let's go to tight end here for a minute. Your ranking, some people feel the tight end position is like a tier one with the top two guys, and then you can kind of take anyone. And then there are other people who feel like maybe Ertz goes down. Some people have him second. Some people have Evan Ingram near the top. Of course, Kittle is there too. So are there tiers with tight ends? Are there elite tight ends going into the season? Or in a fantasy league, do you have to have a good one, Brad? I think that's what people wonder is, can you get away with streaming, or do you have to have one of the top four or five?
So this is a year, and this year to me is a little unusual, where a lot in the past, these middle round tight ends have been kind of a trap. But those middle round tight ends were Greg Olsen. They were Jason Witten. You know, these older Delanie Walker, older receivers that you're just not sure what you're going to get. They've kind of, you know, passed their prime, and right, you're just hoping for some stability there. This year, that middle tier is filled with guys like Hunter Henry, Evan Ingram, OJ Howard, Vance McDonald, Mark Andrews, you know, is creeping up in there. Austin Hooper. These are a lot younger guys that have, you know, probably have not hit their ceiling yet, most likely. And so there's at least some optimism there that, you know, I can wait and get a guy who might blow up this year and become this year's George Kittle. And that, to me, Mark Andrews is that guy. He's being drafted as like the 13th tight end right now. I love the connection he showed with Lamar Jackson last year, and he has been the star of Baltimore camp, if you know believe the beat writers this year. So that's a guy you can get him so late, 13th, 14th round, and he might be a top 5 to 8 tight end this year, with a ceiling for even higher than that. So there are tiers at the top. I mean, Travis Kelce to me is in a category by himself. I like Kittle and Ertz after that, and then the Henry, Ingram, Howard tier after that. But then from 7 all the way down to maybe 12 or 13 in my rankings, you can just see the potential for all of those guys to take a step forward. And so the guy for me that I'm getting in almost every draft I'm doing is Mark Andrews.
All right. Well, you know, I think names you're alluding to are guys like, for example, Austin Seferian Jenkins and Ben Watson, and, you know, those kind of middling guys that were used as fillers last year for sure. Are you seeing any players, quick, Brad, that are dropping an average draft position in some mocks or drafts that you're doing that you're jumping on because the value is going lower on them?
Yeah, so the obvious big one to me is Ezekiel Elliott. He's now going like mid to late first round, and he has, you know, obviously top one or two back potential. I haven't seen a draft this year where he goes below the third spot, you know, prior to the holdout. And so with that being the case, he's in a lot different contract situation than Melvin Gordon to me, because he's still got 2 years left on his deal. There's no way he's going to be missing time this year, and there's no way Jerry Jones lets that happen, in my opinion. He's going to find a way to get him in. I think if nothing else, he's just wanting to avoid a lot of the preseason stuff. And it's to me, being a kind of the wily veteran athlete, that's not what I like to see out of a guy that's in his third or fourth year in the league. But at the same time, he kind of is who he is, and the Cowboys know that. And he is way more important to his team, to me, than Melvin Gordon is to the Chargers. The Chargers, I think, can still be a really good team. So Ezekiel Elliott's a guy that if it's getting to the fifth, sixth spot in the first round, and it's all kind of a bunch of middling guys there, where, you know, it's like, do you want to take Hopkins or Adams, or do you want to take David Johnson, or, you know, the Joe Mixon type players, then I jump on Elliott there, just because I feel like he has the highest ceiling out of that group. Another guy that is dropping a lot because of whether it was the helmet issue, the foot issue, whatever, is Antonio Brown. And it sounds like, you know, based on the report late last night, that he's actually pretty close to getting back to practicing. And the bottom line is, it doesn't matter to me how much practice he gets in. If he's on the field week one, this is a guy that if you're like, right now, his ADP is in the third round. And I think that's crazy. I think he's definitely a second round player. I'm not concerned about the foot deal as much as he is appears to be progressing. So now that he's back in camp and in good spirits, and they don't seem to be too concerned, I think it's crazy that his ADP is dropping in the third round, because he might see 170, 180 targets this year without a whole lot of other weapons on that offense.
Yeah.
The third guy is Damian Williams, the Chiefs Chiefs running back. And this is something I firmly believe. He is the one and two down starter. He'll be used in the passing game on those downs. Andy Reid has always had a different running back for the third down. Even when Kareem Hunt was there, it was always Spencer Ware coming in on third down. And people don't realize that because Kareem Hunt was such an effective pass catcher. But he only had two receptions last year in the 11 games he played on third down, and out of the 26 receptions he had. So he was doing all that work on first and second down. That guy's Damian Williams this year. And in that offense, he has, I mean, literally top five running back potential because of just the way that offense is effective for running backs.
Well, Brad, some great stuff from you as always, and would love to continue our conversation, but I know you got to go. We can follow you on Twitter at Craig Mish and catch your podcast over at The Athletic. Make sure you follow Brad at Brad Ziegler on Twitter, and you can catch his rankings right there. They are all there, and we'll see what fluctuates. We'll see if he makes any changes next week. We'll talk about why he made those changes as well. Also, Fantasy Pros is where you can find his and everyone else's rankings for the 2019 season. Brad, thank you so much. Enjoy the preseason tonight, tomorrow, and it looks like we got Sunday night games too. So you're in heaven for the next 4 days. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks. Yeah, this weekend will be fun, so enjoy it.
All right, that is Brad Ziegler here with us on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next, we are going to dive into some of the good matchups in the preseason. I'll dive into some specific players that I think that I would be wanting to pay attention to this weekend, and we'll take a look at what we can expect in the weeks to come as the week two of the NFL preseason rolls on. Good matchups tonight. More Fantasy Sports Today coming your way in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
The
Morning After.
WFAA's Dale Hansen. There was like an isolated shot of Goodell and Jay-Z laughing it up together. Like, yeah. Jay-Z, bro, you're being used.
It appears that he has sold his integrity for what hopefully, from his point of view, is going to be a big check down the road. And I don't know how he could do that, especially when he's been aligned with Colin Kaepernick in the past. What the NFL has done to Colin Kaepernick is disgusting.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. It is Craig Mish back with you here as we get ready for the weekend. And full-time fantasy is coming your way at the top of the hour. If you're listening to the show live and listening on iHeartRadio or the FNTSY app, certainly that's a great way to listen. But also don't forget the podcast form of this. You can catch over on iTunes or Stitcher, Google Play, audioboom.com. We get the show uploaded virtually immediately after the show. Usually I check an hour or two after. And sometimes when I like to, now look, I don't want to sound like I listen to my own show every day because I don't do that. But every once in a while, I got to critique myself. I got to see what, if I sounded good, if I sounded bad, and kind of go over those things. And you can tell me, by the way, the one thing that I would say, and I would appreciate this for those of you who are loyal listeners to the show, if you haven't done this already, please go to the iTunes store and subscribe to the show. You can type in my name. I have two things, actually. I have this show and a podcast, The Swings and Mishes. But for purposes of me doing this show right now, let me mention this show on Fantasy Sports Today and FNTSY. Please like and subscribe to the show. Please give us a great rating. And therefore, we can rank a lot higher in podcast form. So if you guys can do that, that would really be helpful to me. And you can also message me what you think about the show, of course, at Craig Mish. No doubt about that. We got Exit Velocity, by the way, coming up at the end of the program. And then next week we'll be back doing a full slate of the baseball / football. Some big announcements coming next week here on the show. I'm not a big announcement guy, but we're going to have a few changes coming up, which I'm excited about, specifically more geared toward football for the next few months, and some new guests and co-hosts and things like that. So we'll tell you all about that next week. All right, in terms of the preseason, we had five games last night. We have three games tonight. So let's kind of go through them. And since we're not going to be here tomorrow, although George Kurtz and Mike Blue will be on the air on FNTSY tomorrow morning, I'm sure that they can help you out with some of the preseason action. But I'll give you my thoughts on what I think tonight. I'll start off with the Bears and Giants. Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Bears, said none of his guys are going to play against the Giants tonight. And yet the Giants are only -2.5 in this game tonight. Maybe that's the value. Maybe that's where you go tonight with the Giants. If he's not going to play any Bears whatsoever, right? Sounds like a sound idea. Betting the NFL preseason is as coin flipping as it gets, probably. But Giants tonight -2.5 against Chicago. Daniel Jones looked pretty good last time. I would say that for sure. Daniel Jones looked pretty good for the Giants. And I think that he could be good tonight, too. Sit your Bears. Start your Giants. 7:30 Eastern. That game is tonight. Buffalo and Carolina. They will also start at 7 o'clock Eastern. The Bills, of course, their win total is 7. Carolina's is 8. And the Panthers haven't really given us a full game plan, but I would expect that we'll learn a little bit more about their wide receivers in fantasy moving forward after tonight. And then the final game tonight is Miami and Tampa Bay. Dolphins and Bucks. Bucks are 3-point favorites. I'm very curious to see both of these teams' running backs. Kalen Ballage on Miami, and then whoever Tampa Bay decides to roll out. It's interesting because Howard and Bender and I, we pre-recorded a stream tonight, which you can catch over at Fantasy Alarm in terms of video. And we went through some of the NFC win totals in 2019. I don't see any way Tampa Bay goes over their number. 6.5? I got to say, I'm a big Bruce Arians fan. I like him as a coach. I like him as a guy. He did a great job as offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh. He did a great job as the head coach of Arizona, clearly, because Wilkes came in and the thing went right to the ground. But do you have any faith this year in Jameis Winston? I guess Arians is kind of like the quarterback whisperer, I suppose. But I don't know. I think this guy breaks the mold. Not really a guy that look, that coachable is not fair. I don't want to say that because I've never heard that, and people say things about people that they don't know. I'm not going to do that, but it just seems like, is Winston willing to scale his game back to become a better quarterback in the NFL? That's what I would be a little bit concerned with. So I was very bullish on the under 6.5 for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All right, now in terms of tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, don't the Colts always end up playing a Sunday preseason game at some point, like a 1 o'clock game? I don't know, like it's always a weird deal. Like they do that. Well, tomorrow they play the Browns. That'll be a good one. Browns and Colts, 4 o'clock Eastern. Colts are -3. And we'll get to see a lot of backup quarterback action for both teams. The second, third, and fourth string for Indy. For Cleveland, Odell Beckham is not going to play in the game this week. He's dealing with some sort of hip issue. But he says it's not a big deal. We'll have to see. Patriots and Titans, 7 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. New England never shows anything in the preseason. And Tennessee, at this point, there's really no need. You kind of know what team that they are. Chiefs and Steelers will play tomorrow at 7:30. Pittsburgh, to me, is a little bit one of the more intriguing teams. Their win total is at 9 this year. Seems that it's my opinion on the Steelers is it seems like that number is there for a reason. And the over is being begged to be taken. I don't know. It feels like a little bit of a sucker bet, to be honest with you, this year, taking Pittsburgh in the over, because it just seems low. Usually it's much higher for them. Chiefs are obviously great. Lions and Texans. I think the Texans may be one of those teams for me this season that is that end up being one of the biggest disappointments. I don't know why. Just kind of feel like there's a chance that total of 8.5 is way too high. Now, to go under on the 8.5, it's -160, so I wouldn't do that. But I would throw a little bit on the under 8 for Houston.
I'm with
Detroit,
you.
I really don't know what to expect from them. Their total is 6.5.
Not a big Bill O'Brien fan.
No, I'm not. I didn't want to bother you today, Sean. I know you.
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to bother you. I know you got a lot going on in the pit today. So, but I was going to ask you about a couple of these things. But yeah, my favorite ones thus far that I've reviewed. And I don't want to ruin the one for tonight. We got a live stream tonight. But I very heavy on the under Houston. But at 8, not 8.5. I don't want to do a -160 on a total. That just feels wrong.
Gotcha.
So, I would still go 8 under at +120.
I like that.
That was one. So do you think my thinking is sound on Tampa Bay? How does Tampa Bay get to 7 wins this year?
You know, I had Ira Kaufman on. I'm sure you know who Ira is. Long-time columnist.
He used
there
to work in South Florida, too.
Yeah. Oh, he did. I remember him from the Tampa Tribune. But, he's been around. And he was really, he was fading the Tampa Bay Bucs as well. He was like under 6 wins. Like, it's going to be a rough go for Bruce Arians in year one. So, I don't know how they get the 7 wins. I don't see it.
Yeah, I when I look at Tampa, I mean, Sean,
the offensive line is horrible.
Where are they better than last year other than the coach?
And then that's the thing. You're right. Look at that backfield. I mean, Ira was talking about, like, they don't have confidence in either of those guys, in Barber or in Ronald Jones. So, and then the offensive line, Donovan Smith, left tackle, it leaves a lot to be desired. I mean, I guess we're thinking Bruce Arians is going to work wonders with Jameis Winston. That's where
what it's got to be. But even wonders, does wonders mean 7 wins? I don't
I don't think so either.
I mean, do people realize that he was benched twice last year?
Like, they don't. They don't.
I mean, to me, that's a wacky number.
I guess Devin White's going to make that much of a difference on defense. I mean, I like him, but I mean,
isn't Pierre Paul out for the year?
Well, most of the year, at least. Yeah,
he's like their best player.
Dominican Sue's there. How much does he have left?
He's a run stopper. Nothing else.
Right. He played great in the playoffs, though. But yeah, I agree.
He did. I don't know. It's just that one, and that doesn't even seem like a bet. Like the Pittsburgh seems like a bad total. And I don't like to bet on bad totals when I look at it and go, wait a second, this looks so wrong. Because Pittsburgh's looks so wrong at 9. Like, I would love to go over, and that's what tells you don't do it.
Is that right? No, really? I'm with you. I think it's the over. I'd like to win the division over the Browns.
It looks as easy as it can be. That means it's under, though. They build the hotel off that, of us being wrong.
That's a good point.
Okay, so yeah, so I was very bullish on under Houston. The Rams was 10.5. I kind of like that over a little bit. Dallas, how can you even do anything with them right now? They're 9, and they don't, you know, you don't know what's going on with the running back. So I couldn't do anything there. I was if Luck was there, I love their over at 10.5. But again, he's not there, so didn't know. I didn't know that the Patriots went over 7 consecutive years on their win total until last year, and they pushed. That's crazy.
Really?
7 years in a row they went over.
That is crazy, yeah.
Last year they pushed, though. They had an 11, so they put them back down to 10.5 this year.
They're going to be...
Sunday, Saints and Chargers. Chargers are minus 2.5. Chargers was 10, their total. I really, a lot of people are picking them to go to the Super Bowl, Sean. I don't know why. But
I don't believe in them,
like
no.
Them to go to Super Bowl.
Chargers,
yeah,
without Melvin Gordon, they need Melvin Gordon.
I've never been a big Melvin Gordon guy, but he's...
I'm not either.
He's,
no,
he's
that's a great point.
Wrong.
Yeah, well, you don't
How
like Wisconsin backs? Is that what it is?
Yeah, they always. Yeah, he's like the only one that made it, right?
Yep. Monty Ball.
Ron Dane had that workout.
Yeah. Well, James White's pretty good.
He is good, but he was never a featured guy there, was he?
Correct. Well, yeah, for. Nah, that's a great question. You know that?
I'd have to check.
He had a 1,000-yard season, though.
Okay, so let me give you another one. Seattle, Minnesota, Sunday night, 8 o'clock. That's NBC's first game of the year. What is the deal with Minnesota? I picked them to win the Super Bowl last year. I thought they'd be the best team in the NFL. And now this year, everyone is picking them to win the Super Bowl. Why? Why? What's
Dalvin
the difference
Cook?
Between them this year and last year?
Dalvin Cook, maybe?
The offensive coordinator is different.
Stefanski's
Cousins
there, right?
in the second yeah. year. And I loved Minnesota last year. I was like, oh, this is going to be the team. They got a great defense, got a great offense. Now they finally have the quarterback there. And Kirk Cousins wasn't really that good.
I think they'll be improved. I like them this year, too. I like them. That's a good pick. I like them. For what you just said, year two, Kirk Cousins, new offensive coordinator.
I know, but why? Why?
Dalvin
maybe
Cook healthy?
That's the big point of it. Yeah, that's the very big point of it. But maybe Dalvin Cook isn't healthy again this year.
Well,
I don't know
that. Possibility, yeah.
So, yeah, so my Buffalo over was my favorite one in the AFC, though. So you'll be happy
Love it,
about
yeah.
that.
I'm not too sure about yeah. that, though.
Why not? 8 wins? What's wrong with that?
Well, the Jets
all they
are
do is win 8.
You know, the Patriots yeah. always kick their butt. So right there might be
Does
losses.
Buffalo ever beat New England? You would know better than
no,
them.
No,
like,
they
don't.
Not with Tom Brady. I think it's 2
When's
wins.
When's the last time they beat them?
A couple of years ago, but Tom Brady was
So they've been
100%.
Swept like 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
No, that's not good. Buffalo almost beat Miami last year, right?
Yeah, I guess. Is that a great news? I don't know.
It's not a good example as to why. Yeah. You know, when I have my betting analysis, remind me to leave that line off. Buffalo almost beat Miami
last
year.
They play the NFC East, right? So they play Dallas, Giants, Redskins, and the Eagles. So the Eagles, Cowboys.
I think they got a shot.
Yeah, okay. That's a tough division. Well, the Giants aren't really tough. The Redskins aren't tough, but the top two teams are.
I like the Redskins under. I kind of like the Giants over a little bit.
Is it 6.5?
They're six.
Six. Boy, they make it tough.
They have an easy schedule. They have the 29th lowest percentage of teams that they play against, like 47%.
That's
so
interesting.
I know that year to year you can't really go off it. You know who has the hardest schedule in the NFL? The Redskins.
Really?
How's that?
Yeah, how's that happen? Yeah.
But based on win percentage coming off last year, which again you can't fully go by because there's more turnover now in the NFL than there ever has been, and they're you know different players in different places. You know, Bell is in the Jets and Brown's with Pittsburgh, and you know look, there's a lot of changes. But if you just strictly go by win percentage, then that's the case. All right, we got to take a quick timeout. We got Exit Velocity coming up next, and then we'll send it over to Full Time Fantasy coming up at the top of the hour. We'll send it over to the weekend here on FNTSY Radio and be back Monday. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you in the house as we close out this week. We've had a lot of fun talking baseball, talking football with you, and doing some pop culture and talking about everything else. But I will tell you what, that this day would not be complete, this week would not be complete, with a little dose of exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, we end this with a little exit velocity. You heard me talk about it earlier in the show in the first hour of the program. For those of you who are involved in the auction format in fantasy football, I just got confirmation from my co-host earlier in the show, Brad Ziegler. I want to be very clear on this. If you're doing an auction and the people are not in the room after the player gets nominated, you only have 10 seconds to determine if you want to bid or not. If you don't, you'll be sitting in the auction for 5 hours. Nobody wants that. I'm sorry. I don't care what kind of no life you have. No one wants to be sitting in front of a computer for 5 straight hours. So when you set your auction time, 1 minute to nominate, 10 seconds to bid, that's it. You're not in and you're out. I've seen auctions. I've done auctions before online that were horrible and they lasted hours upon hours. Don't ruin the best day about the draft season, which is draft day. And that is how we end our show today. And that's how we end with a little exit velocity. We thank Brad Ziegler for coming on the show for sure. We appreciate him. Sean is doing so many different things today here on the show. He's got another show coming your way at 4 o'clock. Make sure you catch his actual show at the window, 4 o'clock Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network. We thank him for his help all week long. I will be back with you guys Monday for another edition of Fantasy Sports Today as we touch on everything that happened over the weekend in both baseball and football. We have full-time fantasy coming up next. Adam Ronis, Dr. Roto, the latest in the NFL preseason and fantasy football as well. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you again Monday. My name is Craig Mish, and I hope you have a great night, and I'll talk to you again in just 3 days. See ya.